time to tell the neighbors every show is on, and that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And away we go on this Thursday, June the 20th, 2019, 18 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers, who is out still a little under the weather, but I talked to Charlie, and I think he will be back tomorrow, so we will await his return. Nobody like Charlie Evers. It'll be good to have him back behind the microphone. Now, we're going to do trivia today here and hopefully have a lot of fun with this. It was a lot of fun yesterday, and maybe the call volume will pick up since it's not as sunny as it was yesterday. We're back to kind of the gloomy, gray days of June on this summer eve. First day of summer is tomorrow, June the 21st, and we're still in the just bleak, awful weather right now, but I think it's supposed to be maybe sunny late tonight, sunny as it gets dark. That's about our luck lately. As the sun goes down, then the sun will come out. This has been a weird, weird spring, and tomorrow we'll kick off a weird, weird summer. Now, tomorrow the weather's supposed to be fairly nice, but that's the only day in like the next 6 days, and then we're back to the cloudy, just run amok weather we've had as of late. Let's see if we can get some of these trivia questions answered. We still have Zumbeezy Bay passes. We still have tickets to the Wilds that we can give away. We gave away a couple of those yesterday. Or if you just want to answer the question, call in. Some people had good guesses to some of these questions yesterday, so maybe we'll be able to do that again today. Now, our long-term question, of course, is Taco Bell tried to open up in Mexico on two different occasions, and we want to know the name that Taco Bell used. Now, yesterday I gave a pretty big hint. Now, remember, it's two words. They're both American words. Now, here's the big hint that I gave yesterday. Most people in Mexico do not consider Taco Bell to be Mexican food. So, if you were in Mexico, how might you refer to Taco Bell if it was in Mexico? Now remember, Mexican people do not consider Taco Bell to be real Mexican food. So if you were in Mexico and you knew that a Taco Bell was over there, what might you call it? That actually was their name. That's a very big hint. 740-383-9944 if you know the answer. Now, we still have our two donut questions left over from National Donut Day a few weeks ago. I'm surprised we don't have this one yet. I gave you the chapter and verse yesterday. I'll give you the chapter and verse again today, and that's the big hint on this one. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Now, this can be found in chapter 7, verse 12. That's where the passage is about a donut. And we want to know the person in the Bible who talked about a donut. Chapter 7, verse 12. Who is that person in the Bible who talks about a donut? Now, this is our other donut question, and this is kind of hard, but we're going to throw it out there anyway. The size of the donut hole, the hole in the middle of the donut, is said to represent something in society. Now, here's the hint. If the donut hole is bigger, it means you're using less supplies. If the donut hole is smaller, it means you're using more supplies. So, if you were using more supplies, more ingredients, what might that mean in society? That's the hint on that one. 740-383-9944. The two questions on the donuts are, what does the size of the donut hole have representation of in society? And who is the person in the Bible who mentions a donut? Those are our two donut questions. Now, we've had some other questions here as well. George Harrison, legendary member of the group The Beatles, joined what group on stage after the Beatles broke up to perform? Now, the hint on this question is it was not a band that George Harrison created or joined. He just joined them for one night after the Beatles broke up. Now, another hint on this question is, think of where the Beatles came from, think of where George Harrison was from, and think about what might have been a popular band in the late 60s, early 70s, in that part of the world. Still exists to, you know, a certain extent. What would have been a popular group in the area that George Harrison and the Beatles were from that he might have joined on stage after the Beatles wrapped up? I don't think we've had one guess on the following question. What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. Has anybody looked that up yet? What are those three items? What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. Does anybody know what those three items are? Now, we had several guesses at this one yesterday, and maybe we'll get another one here today. What world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Now, this world leader is no longer around anymore, and it's a very well-known world leader, not some obscure name. So who would this world leader be who was a child prodigy in mathematics? Does anybody know who that would have been? Big-time famous world leader. I think somebody guessed Sadat yesterday. Bigger than Sadat. This name is bigger than Sadat. Who is this world leader no longer with us who was a child prodigy in mathematics? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? The first group that ever ate fast food. Now, fast food dates way back. And yesterday I said this is a group kind of like the Pilgrims or the Native Americans. It's not a nationality. Go ahead, caller.
I want to take a stab at the Bible question.
All right, go ahead.
My thought is it is in the book of Leviticus, where God is talking to Moses, then Moses is talking to Aaron, and Aaron talking to the other priests in the temple.
You have got it. It was Leviticus.
Okay.
Absolutely was. Well, thank you. I'm glad we finally got that knocked out. Now, have you read the quote where he's talking about a donut?
Yes, that's the only way I was able to find it. It's just starting at Genesis and going and at each chapter and verse until I came to what I thought applied.
Now, Leviticus, for people who don't know, what was his main function?
Well, it's the book of Moses. It's just titled Leviticus, but it's where God is talking to Moses.
Right, right. So it's in the chapter 7, verse 12.
Right. Well, it's quite a bit more than that, but yes.
All right. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yes, we finally got it. It is Leviticus. That is the person in the Bible who mentions a donut. And apparently there's a little more to it, but if you want to find it, chapter 7, verse 12, Leviticus. Now, does anybody know anything about the Leviticus chapter? God talking to Moses? It's interesting. Most things are. I'm glad we finally got that out of the way. So now we know who in the Bible was talking about a donut. Now, does anybody know the world leader that was a child prodigy in mathematics. A world leader who was a child prodigy in mathematics. Again, this is a very well-known world leader, very well-known person in history, and dead, no longer with us. So who would that world leader have been who was a child prodigy in mathematics? The first group that ever ate fast food. What was the first group that ever ate fast food? Now remember, it's like the Pilgrims or the Native Americans or the Vikings. It's not a nationality. It's not like Japanese, Chinese, Russian. It's not that. It's a group of people that were the first to eat fast food. Does anybody know the first group of people that ever ate fast food? Think of some groups of people that go way back. Then we added these questions yesterday. Well, we just got one as we went off the air yesterday, so I'm going to add a new one. But here's one we had. What famous actor was buried with a whistle? Does anybody know that one? What famous actor was buried with a whistle? Now think of what actors would have been tied in to the whistle so much that they would have been buried with a whistle. That's the question. What actor, what famous actor, very well-known actor, was buried with a whistle? 740-383-9944, coming up on 29 minutes past the hour. And I'll give you another question here. What business was located next to Perkins here in Marion in the 1980s and into the 90s? Does anybody know that? I guess it would be on the east side, because there are two sides to Perkins. What business was located on the east side of Perkins Restaurant here in Marion in the 1980s? And early into the 90s, maybe midway through the 90s. Does anybody know what that business was? The business located on the east side of Perkins in the 80s and 90s. What was that business? We're going to take a break. Come back in about 1 minute. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you, filling in for Charlie Evers on this Thursday, June the 20th, 2019, 31 minutes past the hour, Summer Eve. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, business next to Perkins, would that, I'm taking a wild guess here, I'm trying to remember, would that be Minnie Pearl's chicken?
It wasn't Minnie Pearl's chicken. That, well, I don't know if it was Minnie Pearl, but I know there was a chicken place on the, I guess that would have been the west side. Is that the west or the east?
It would have been on the out there that runs east and west, so it would have been on the south side.
South side. This would be on
The same side as what Perkins and Domino's and all that.
Yeah, this business was right next to Perkins, but it would have been north of Perkins if you're driving up Mount Vernon Avenue.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know we did have many pearls in that area. That was the only one I could think of off the top of my head. So, yeah, I'm interested in that too. So, keep listening.
Yeah, keep listening. Thanks, Scott. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I know there was a chicken place where Donato's is now. Let's put it that way. There was a chicken place there, but if you're driving north on Mount Vernon Avenue, it's the building to the north of Perkins. But I was trying to think, is that east or west of Perkins if you look at it? Now, that's the east side of town, so you would think that was east, but I guess if you were looking at it on a map, it'd be west. So let's say this, not the building that Donato's is in. I'm not talking about that building. I'm talking about the other side of Perkins. So what was located in the building next to Perkins Restaurant here in Marion on the side that is not Donato's Pizza right now, the opposite side? What was in that building in the 80s, 90s? And you know what? I think it was there even into the early 2000s, but I think that was pretty much the end of it. But does anybody know what business was in that location? Now, I'm going to add one more local question here because I think these are kind of fun. What store took over Big Bear's spot when they moved in the Marion Plaza? Big Bear Grocery Store was in the Marion Plaza for quite a long time. And then they moved down to the Walmart Plaza. What took over the Big Bear spot when they moved? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. So those are the questions. When Big Bear left the Marion Plaza, what went in their spot? Does anybody know what business took over that particular spot? Or what was located next to Perkins Restaurant in the 80s, 90s, and I think even a little bit into the 2000s, not in the Donato's building, but in the opposite building, on the opposite side of Perkins, not where Donato's is, the other building? What was in that building? What famous actor was buried with a whistle? Do you know what famous actor would have been buried with a whistle? 740-383-9944 is the number to dial. Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? We've had this question for a while. What was the first group that ever ate fast food? What world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Well-known world leader, you would know the name. This person is dead for quite a few years, but they were a child prodigy in mathematics. What world leader would have been a child prodigy in mathematics? What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. What are those three items? Surprised nobody's looked that one up yet. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, the mathematic one, would that be Golda Meir? Is it a woman or a man?
It's not Golda Meir. And there weren't too many female leaders in the world at that particular time, but it was not Golda Meir.
Yeah, because I know, I was thinking more like Egypt, those kind, but okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Not Golda Meir. That's a good guess, though. The question is, what world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Well-known world leader, we would all know the name, and the person is no longer living. So what world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? What are those? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. Does anybody know what those three items are? George Harrison, legendary Beatle, joined what group on stage to perform after the Beatles broke up? The first band that he joined on stage after the Beatles broke up to play with was what group? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. In our only donut question that is left on the table at this point, What does the size of the donut hole represent in society? Now, it's how big or small that donut hole is. What does that represent in society? And then our long-term question, what was the name of Taco Bell when they tried to open up in Mexico? This might be our longest question we've had in the history of this show. What was the name of Taco Bell when they tried to open up in Mexico? Now, the big hint on this one I've given is that most people in Mexico don't consider Taco Bell to be Mexican food. So, if you were in Mexico, how might you refer to a Taco Bell? That was their name. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. And I will help you out. Hopefully, we'll get the right answer. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Tickets to the Wilds. 740-383-9944. 38 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers on this day before the first day of summer, 2019. I do want to remind you, legendary star of the hit TV series Hee Haw, Lulu Roman, coming to WWGH Radio in Marion, Ohio on Friday, June the 28th, not too far away, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the debut of the TV series Hee Haw, which debuted in 1969 on CBS. Lulu was on the first episode and the last episode in 1992. Lulu is an American comedian and singer. She is known as a regular on the comedy music show Hee Haw, which debuted in 69 and ran until 92. Roman continues to perform music and stand-up comedy and also enjoys working with Compassion International, a child developmental organization. Her recent project, Seven Times, hit the number 2 spot on the Cashbox chart in 2010. She'll be live in studio here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM on Friday, June the 28th, just 8 days from now. From 10 in the morning until 11 a.m., she'll be on with me discussing her life and times. 11:10 to 12 p.m. on that Friday, she'll be on with Weasel Boy and I. 12:10 to 1 p.m., she'll be a guest on The Exchange Club with myself, Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and Weasel Boy. 1:10 to 3 p.m., she'll be a guest on The Charlie Evers Show, and then something kind of fun. From 3:10 to 4 p.m. on that Friday, we'll be performing a live radio variety show, so you're not going to want to miss that. Then from 5 to 9 next Friday, June the 28th, Lulu will be having a book signing for her new book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, Lulu Roman, The Autobiography. This book signing will happen at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, located at 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue here in Marion. If you come by and buy a book, you get 10% off your meal. You cannot come in unless you're buying a book or eating, because obviously Perkins is a restaurant, but you will get 10% off your meal if you buy a book. Lulu will also appear on The Weasel Show on Saturday, June the 29th from 10:10 to an 11 a.m., an elongated version of that show that day. You can listen live on the air at 107.1 FM or live online, wwgh1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Remember, the TuneIn app is absolutely free in all the app stores, and you just search WWGH. The event is supported by the Quality Inn, located at 227 James Way here in Marion. Hee Haw, Lulu Roman, coming to Marion on Friday, June the 28th, and she'll be on the air here that morning from 10:10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and then at Perkins from 5 to 9 that night selling her book. Are you getting excited for Lulu coming to town? It's going to be a lot of fun. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We've got Zumbezi Bay passes here. We've got tickets to the Wilds. We've got a lot of stuff to give away. Or do you know the answers to the questions? Do you know what Taco Bell's name was the 2 times that they tried to open up in Mexico? Do you know what the size of the donut hole, the center of the donut, is supposed to represent in society? Do you know what band George Harrison performed with when he left the Beatles, the first band that he performed with. Does anybody know what Juk, Kuk, and Tuk are? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. Does anybody know what those three items are? Does anybody know what world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Very well-known world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics. This is a world leader you would know. Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? How far does fast food go back? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm going to guess Churchill.
Not Churchill, but that's a good guess. That's a very well-known world leader.
I know. I can't think of any leaders, to tell you the truth. Okay.
Not Churchill. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Not Winston Churchill. What we're looking for is what world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Now, this was somebody who was a leader in a certain area, like a Churchill or a Sadat or a Golda Meir. Who was this world leader? World leader who was a child prodigy in mathematics. Now, this person, again, is no longer with us. So, who would that be? Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? We still don't have that one. The first group that ever ate fast food. Does anybody know what famous actor was buried with a whistle? Why would an actor be buried with a whistle? Does anybody know who that actor was? I don't think we've had one guess on that one. What was located next to Perkins Restaurant in the 1980s, 90s, and I think even into the early 2000s? Now, I'm not talking about the building where Donato's is. I'm talking about the other building. What was located in that other building, not the side where Donato's is, in the 80s, 90s, and even into the 2000s? What was in that building? What business took over Big Bear's spot in the plaza when they moved down next to Walmart? What store took Big Bear's spot? 740-383-9944 on this Thursday morning, June the 20th. Charlie, rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers back here 46 minutes past the hour. We had a call right there before we went to break. If that was you, give us a call back. We certainly would love to hear from you and see if you have the answers to one of these questions. I know there are some answers out there. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring, and we will get you up on the air and hopefully get some of these questions knocked out of the way. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, was there a Subway next to Perkins?
You know, I don't remember a Subway there, but that would not have been the business that was there in the 80s and the 90s.
Okay.
All right, thank you. I don't remember the Subway being next to Perkins. Does anybody remember a Subway there? I don't think there was a Subway there. But in the 80s and 90s and into the early 2000s, there was a business there next to Perkins, not on the side where Donato's is. It would be the opposite side. Does anybody know what that business was. Now you got to go back to the 80s, 90s, and the early 2000s. What would have been that business next to Perkins? On, I guess, what would be considered the north side. But I'm not sure the east or the west side. I guess if you're looking at Perkins, it would be considered the west side. But it's on the east. It's more east than anything else. Go ahead, caller.
Verizon.
What, say that again?
Verizon. The phone company.
Yeah, Verizon did come in the 2000s, but it wasn't there in the 80s and the 90s.
Okay,
thank you. Yeah, Verizon did occupy that store that we're talking about for a little bit of time, but it was not there in the 80s and the 90s. The question is what was located in that spot next to Perkins, not the Donato's Pizza side, but the other spot in the 80s, 90s, and a little bit into the 2000s? It was there before Verizon. I do know that. But Verizon was there for a little bit. I don't know if there was ever a Subway there, but I do remember the Verizon store that was located there. But it would have been there before Verizon. So what was located in that store next to Perkins before Verizon? Now, the other Marion question we have, what store took over Big Bear's spot in the Marion Plaza when they moved down by Walmart, which didn't turn out very well because Big Bear was not next to Walmart very long, but they did leave the Marion Plaza, and when they left the Marion Plaza, another store took their spot. What store took Big Bear's spot in the Marion Plaza? Does anybody know that? Go ahead, caller.
Radio Shack.
It was. Radio Shack was next to Perkins. Do you remember how long it was there?
No. I think it was the original store there. They built it.
Yeah, I think... I was trying to remember. I remember there was a restaurant there that was run by Doris... I think or Mrs. Mack, I know, was her name. But I think that building might have been torn down before Radio Shack opened up.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah, but it didn't close till the early 2000s, did it?
Yeah, it hasn't been that long ago.
Yeah, I know they moved down by like where Starbucks is, but that didn't last very long.
No, and then they were at the mall.
Yeah, they were at the mall for a while, and when the mall started to go downhill, so did they.
Yep.
Hey, well, thanks for calling in.
I'd like some Zambezi Bay.
Oh, sure. Let me get that over here, Zambezi Bay. Get the date down, the 20th. And what's the name?
Charlie Durst.
All right. And you know our hours. We'll be closed today at 1 o'clock, but we'll be open tomorrow from 10 to 3.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Charlie Durst is a winner today. He's got some Zambezi Bay passes for knowing that it was Radio Shack. That is absolutely correct. Radio Shack was next to Perkins for a good long time. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for Big Bear, would it be Sack and Save?
Not Sack and Save.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the question is here, what store took Big Bear's spot in the Marion Plaza when they moved down next to Walmart? When Big Bear left the Marion Plaza, what was the first business to move into their old store in the Marion Plaza? 740-383-9944. Now, since we've got the Radio Shack question out of the way, I'll throw another question in here. Now, this might be an easy one. What store took over JCPenney's spot when JCPenney's left? And what did they sell here in Marion? What was their main item? So, after JCPenney left the mall, what store moved into that spot, and what primarily did they sell? Does anybody know that? Or does anybody know what store took the spot of Big Bear in the Marion Plaza? That question still looms out there today. Go ahead, caller.
Stephen Berry's.
Stephen Berry's. That's right. Now, do you remember what they sold primarily?
They sold all kind of gym shoes and stuff like shorts and stuff.
Yeah, they sold quite a few items there. Now, are you eligible to win a prize today?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in, though.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, it was Stephen Berry's, and they primarily sold athletic wear and that sort of thing. So that I thought that might be an easy one. Stephen Berry's did not last a great long time, maybe a year and a half out there in the mall, in the old Penny's building. I know they put a lot of money into it. They renovated the place, put down those kind of basketball floors, and didn't end up staying open very long, unfortunately. Okay, we'll add a new question here. Okay, what national business made it to every state in 1995? There are one of these in every state as of 1995. Does anybody know what that would have been? What business stayed a national chain as of 1995? Big chain here in the United States. Does anybody know what store took over Big Bear's spot when they moved out of the Marion Plaza? Does anybody know who did that? What store took over Big Bear's spot when they moved out of the Marion Plaza? The first store that did that. Does anybody know what famous actor was buried with a whistle? Famous actor that was buried with a whistle. Who would that have been? Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? First group of people that ever ate fast food. That's still out there. George Harrison of the Beatles joined what group on stage to perform after the Beatles disbanded? What was the first group that he joined on stage? And I'm surprised nobody's Googled this yet. But what are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. Does anybody know what those three items are? Juk, Kuk, and Tuk. What world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Now this one we've had for a while, and we've had some good guesses, but we don't have the answer yet. What world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Very well known world leader, you would know the name, no longer with us, dead, but who were they? World leader that was a child prodigy in mathematics. Does anybody know what the size of the donut hole is supposed to represent? How big or small the donut hole is in a donut? What is that supposed to represent in society? Now remember, the trick on that is think about ingredients. That's the trick. Go ahead, caller.
Was the actor Humphrey Bogart?
It was Humphrey Bogart. Do you know why he was buried with a whistle?
He gave it to Lauren Bacall, and I guess it was to commemorate their meeting or something. Apparently when he died, it was buried with his ashes.
You know, I do believe, now I may be wrong on this because I've never seen it, but I do believe there was a movie, probably in the 50s or 60s, I think where Lauren Bacall has a line about a whistle. And I think that's where that came from.
But what Google said is that he gave her the whistle, but then when he died, apparently she had been buried with it or whatever.
Yeah, I believe he did give her a whistle. Matter of fact, I think he gave her... they did get married, I think. And I think he gave her a wedding ring shaped like a whistle, but he also gave her a whistle because this was a thing. But I'm pretty sure there was a movie that she was in because there's a famous line about something... when you want to get a hold of me, all you have to do is press your lips together and something or another... It was a provocative line for the 50s and 60s, that's for sure.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Are you eligible for a prize today?
I am not.
You know, my lips pucker up when fruitcake's in the room.
How did I know? I just knew.
Well, I had to get that.
We're not
going
to get off the phone talking about fruitcake, Scott.
I just had to get that.
I've converted you. That's what's going on here.
I had to get that line in because I don't want anybody to bury me with a fruitcake.
Oh, God. Have a good show.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, it was Humphrey Bogart. Does anybody remember that? Because Humphrey Bogart married Lauren Bacall. And I think there was a movie that Lauren Bacall was in where she had kind of a provocative line. Something about... oh, God, what was that line? I don't even know what that movie was. But I think it was one of Lauren Bacall's more famous movies. But she had some line about, you know, if you want to get a hold of me, all you have to do is whistle. You know how to whistle, put your lips together and blow or something like that. I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. This is not... something I'm making up in my own head. Does anybody know that story of Lauren Bacall? But yeah, the actor who was buried with a whistle was Humphrey Bogart. Okay. Does anybody know what store took over Big Bear's spot when they moved down by Walmart? What store took over Big Bear's spot in the Marion Plaza? Does anybody know that? Oh my goodness, 59 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Or does anybody know what world leader was a child prodigy? We've got a whole another hour of trivia coming up here this morning on WWGH Radio. You don't want to go anywhere. Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers, but I believe Charlie will be back tomorrow, as I understand it. And of course, the Wheeze will be here tomorrow and Brandy Downs, and the festivities will kick off at 11 tomorrow morning, which you won't want to miss. So stay tuned to WWGH Radio. We're coming back with more trivia. We're getting questions answered today. That's always a good thing. Stay tuned. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Don't turn away. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated. So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right, well, as I walked through the door, I could see he had it in